European Commission and the Scientific Committee on Emerging Newly Identified Health Risks have launched a public consultation on the preliminary opinion on what's known as the potential health effects of exposure to electromagnetic fields. I went to discuss it in the context of Irish representations, and I have to say I was shocked and taken aback to discover that only 3 submissions on pylons have been made to the Commission so far, none of which were Irish.
The pylons issue has been very much a live issue in recent years and recent months. One would expect this would be one of the major topics of conversation.
Well, that's the reason I was completely taken aback, because we know that it's very live, and we know that coming into elections in particular, these things take on a life of their own. Essentially, the situation is that the deadline for submissions, and they can be done online, the deadline is the 16th of April. Now, just to take the debate further, Commissioner Borg also informed me that next week an EU public hearing is being held in Athens, which will be attended by leading members of the scientific community, and the Commissioner undertook to report back to me with the findings of the meeting.
And submissions can be made by private individuals as well as by government and official agencies?
Absolutely. I mean, the Commission said that as far as they were concerned, they don't have any conclusive evidence on the effects of pylons. Conclusive, however, is the bottom line, and maybe as a result of us going to emerge in Athens, that it will be more conclusive in relation to the effects. And until we know for sure that pylons and their cables do not pose any health risk, in my advice is, and as I said to the Commissioner, we need to be cautious.